proclamation number 4319 dated the May 31st, 1948. The Lord will come at a time of greatest adversity. I will come to fetch you from utmost distress, as I have promised. There will be great adversity, and anyone following your destiny will recognize that only your strength of faith keeps you going. Otherwise you would be too weak to bear up to the threats and violent actions by your enemies against whom you are completely defenseless. Yet only defenseless on the part of people. However, I will stand by your side as protection, and this certainty must render you immune to all hostilities. This great adversity will only last for a short time. Then I will come personally in order to fetch my own into my kingdom and prepare them for life and the paradise on the new earth. If you are strong in faith, if you attach significance to every one of my words, then the final adversity will come to an end for you, and, in the hope of my speedy arrival, you will stoically endure everything and wait for me. And I will definitely come. I will not leave my own in distress. I will come when no earthly way out can be seen anymore. I will appear suddenly, only visible to my own, and all my faithful followers will call out to me. Rejoicing and cheering, my own will blissfully and happily rush towards me and raise their hands to me. Whoever believes will be saved, for he will persevere even if the world is full of devils. He knows that the hour of deliverance will come. He knows that I will not leave him and that all devils are powerless against me. He will wait for me, and I will reward his profound faith with the greatest prize, with a new life and the paradise on this earth. Why won't I take him to me into the spiritual kingdom? Anyone who passes this final test of faith and recognizes me will be suitable to form the root of a new human race, and a new generation will come forth from him, for the earth shall be populated again with spiritually highly advanced people who will live their life for me and with me. And I myself want to rear these people. All people's degree of maturity is known to me, but especially of those who in the end will fight for me against Satan. Such people are required by me as progenitors for the new earth. I will bless them, both physically and spiritually, and the new earth will become a paradise-like abode for them. Children and children's children will be in heartfelt contact with me, and the human race will be full of love. A new period of development will start again with spiritual beings embodied as human beings who are close to maturity and longingly strive towards me and rapidly achieve final maturity of soul on earth. For the last days on the old earth will very quickly have matured the spiritual substance which was shortly due to be embodied as a human being, because it had fought the battle between light and darkness, and the final destruction of the old earth had temporarily released it. Since it had not yet attained the maturity to be free, it experienced this as pain, so that it will find the new form comforting and eagerly strive upwards, even though during the preliminary stage it will be unconscious of this success. For this reason, people will live in most wonderful harmony with all creations and their environment. The mineral, plant and animal world will entirely fit in with people's needs. Profound peace will reign in nature as well as in the human heart. People's joyful togetherness with me will make them the most blissful beings. My love will smooth their every path, and their hearts will beat for me with ardent love, and all adversity will be forgotten. And this time is not far away. Soon I will come and fetch my community of brides. The great adversity will soon be over, for my promise must fulfill itself. I will return in the clouds to fetch my own and to judge the living and the dead. Amen.